In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. For many years now, developers have realized that old abandoned mine sites can have a whole new life as golf courses. Old gypsum mines in Michigan, for example, and an old copper mine in Montana that was actually a Superfund site. The latest example comes from remote central Florida, where land turned inside out by phosphate mining is now an upscale resort that's getting a lot of attention in the golfing world. Robin Sussingham has more.
The Stream Song Golf Resort is kind of in the middle of nowhere. You know you're getting close when you have to stop for the trains carrying phosphate rock. The development of Stream Song by the Mosaic Company has boosted Polk County's economy by creating hundreds of jobs. It's also helped bring in record-high tourist tax dollars from golfers like Doug Smith, who flew down from Tifton, Georgia.
It is different than anything in Florida, and it creates an opportunity for a good friend of mine and I to come down, spend a couple of days, and just kind of disappear.
There are a lot of golf courses in Florida, but StreamSong employees say the fast and firm conditions here set it apart. They say sand creates these dry, fast conditions, and there's more of it here than other U.S. courses. StreamSong has more in common with the coastal links of Scotland and Ireland. Sand is gold in the golf business. It's also a byproduct of phosphate mining. Fertilizer giant Mosaic CFO, who also happened to be a high-level amateur golfer, came up with golf as a creative solution for a mined-out piece of the corporation's vast land holdings. Mosaic execs are betting that golfers will make the trip for a course that intrigues them. Scott Wilson is StreamSong's golf director.
You don't see links-style golf with deep water lakes and sand formations like this anywhere in the world.
Those lakes are 40-foot-deep phosphate pits, and the first tee, where Wilson is preparing to tee off, is 100 feet high atop one of the towering sandy dunes created during the mining process.
We have the tee markers here, the old railroad ties, which is a nod to the mining industry with the train cars and the train tracks.
The Mosaic Company is not trying to disguise the fact that this resort is built on an old phosphate mine. One of the four restaurants is called P205, after the phosphate molecule. On display in the lobby is a fossilized jawbone of a giant megalodon shark that was excavated here. And the land, disfigured by drag lines decades ago, has matured into something strange but lovely. Native grasses cover the towers of sand, and largemouth bass swim in the lakes.
It was left like this, and it's beautiful. You see exposed sand everywhere you look, and then all of a sudden there's a lake, and then there's some grassy dunes and some sandy dunes.
Okay. You happy about that one?
Oh, yeah.
StreamSong's been getting a lot of praise from the golf media, with courses that were designed by Tom Doak and the team of Bill Corr and Ben Crenshaw. Mosaic executives, however, say they won't be leaving fertilizer for the resort business anytime soon. They say they don't have any other holdings like StreamSong, and no one else does either. In Tampa, I'm Robin Sussingham for Marketplace.